with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
And a very good morning to you. It's Alan Irwin in for Steve Hothersall, who's having a couple of days' break. Delighted to be joined in the studio this morning by Eddie Hearn on this morning's kickoff. It's a pleasure to have you in here, Eddie, ahead of what is a very, very big weekend for us.
Yeah, massive card on Saturday night at the Echo Arena. Some real crunch fights for a lot of people. Of course, Callum Smith headlining the bill, I think, one of the best young fighters in world boxing today. A final eliminator to become mandatory for the world title. The European title on the line against the champion Hadila Mohammadi, who's coming off some great form, gave James DeGale a very tough fight recently, and a crunch fight for him, Rocky Fielding, against Christopher Rabras. It's a fight, really, you know, to save both of their careers at world level. And the rematch between Birkenhead's Sean Masha-Dodd and Scotty Cardle, which was a fantastic fight first time around. One of the fights of the year last year.
Yeah, we had Masha in here yesterday. He's a, he's a cracking bloke, I've got to say. So our allegiances lie with Masha, obviously. But looking forward to... what is a great bill altogether? I mean, you mentioned Rocky. I bet he hasn't. He couldn't wait to get back in the ring after what happened last time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously last November, Rocky Fielding against Callum Smith. You know, the whole city, sat with bated breath waiting for the fight. It was one of the best 3 minutes of boxing I've ever seen. but it was over in a round, and no one really expected that. Other than I think the Smith brothers, who felt Callum could win early. And it was tough for Rocky to take. You know, he put on a brave face, you know, he was smiles, but I knew deep down it really hurt. You know, it always hurts to lose, but to lose in your own city against a fellow Scouser, I can't imagine it gets much worse. So he wanted to come back and he wanted to prove people wrong. And many people in boxing would take an 8 or a 10 round fight to get themselves back on the ladder. He didn't want to do that. And his trainer, Oliver Harrison, didn't want to do that. And you know, I thought, what's the best fight to come back and make a statement? Who's an opponent that, you know, the British public and the Liverpool public can really associate with? And the answer was Christopher Rabras. You know, given George Groves a wonderful fight, gave Callum Smith a great fight at the arena as well. I see this as a 50-50 fight. You know, I really do. And I applaud Rocky Fielding for taking it because he didn't have to take it. You know, I would have given him that 8 or 10 rounder, but I guess that's everything wrong with boxing. You know, someone texted me last night and said, how come Rocky Fielding's taking this fight? It's not really the norm, you know, whereas it should be. You know, there's another fight on the bill on the television.
Yeah, he's still a young man as well, isn't he? He's got his career ahead of him in that sense.
He has, but I think if you want to be at world level, there's no point messing around, you know. And if you're not at world level, it's not a disgrace. You can still have a career. It just means you're not good enough to go on and win world titles. If Rocky doesn't win tomorrow night, he's really looking at the domestic scene to win the British super middleweight title. And he can do that. He's easily good enough to do that. He just can't do that against Callum Smith, who's proved these levels above. So this is a fight where he can say, you know what, I believe I still have world aspirations. But he's not going to have it his own way against Rabras. He's relentless. He's tough. I'd be very surprised if he stopped him. I mean, Groves and Callum Smith couldn't. And you know, I really feel like that could be fight of the night. It's a must-win fight for Rocky Fielding if he still wants, you know, world-level ambitions.
So that one could well go the distance.
I believe so. I mean, you know, Rocky can punch, and Rabras is not a known puncher, but he wears you down. And you know, I can see that fight going late. I think if there is going to be a stoppage, it'll be late. But again, you know, it's going to be an intense pace, because that's exactly how Rabras fights.
As opposed to Callum Smith, who's odds-on favourite, isn't he? Clear favourite.
Well, he is. And you know, you get these examples, a bit like Anthony Joshua next week. I look at the odds and I think, really? You know, I mean, I see the Joshua fight next week as a 50-50 fight. And whilst Smith, Mohammadi, you know, maybe 60-40, something like that. I mean, you know, Callum Smith is still relatively inexperienced. He looks sensational every time he fights. And I think that's what the bookies and perhaps the fight fans relate to. But with Mohammadi, you've got someone that is European champion. He's coming off, I think, 6 straight wins with 5 knockouts. They're very confident. You know, when you, as a promoter, you see their teams fly into the hotel. And generally, you get a gut feeling, you know, how serious they are. These guys, you know, there's 3 or 4 fighters from the camp that have flown over with him. I know his promoters very well. They're serious guys. Don't forget, the winner of this fight will fight for the WBC world title. So there's a massive carrot dangling in front of them. And I'm expecting Callum to come through, but I'm expecting by far the toughest fight of his career, for sure.
Yeah, he can be quite unassuming at times, can't he? And
I mean, Callum, he's very quiet, you know, and a real nice guy. And actually, he comes out of himself more when you're alone with him, you know, or you're in smaller groups. Yeah. And as a promoter, you know, people always say to me, oh, you know, you must love like Conor McGregor or Tyson Fury. And to be honest with you, I love people to be themselves.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than someone pretending to be something they're not, especially when you're promoting them, because it's just hard work. It takes the energy out of you trying to put on an act. So Callum is a quiet family guy who dedicates his life to the sport. Luckily, he's very, very good, you know, because sometimes fighters who aren't as good need that big personality. But I think with Callum, you know, the city particularly has got a fighter that you can get behind, will win world titles and will be around for a long time in a great division.
Well, you know how proud we are in this city of the Smith brothers in that sense. You know, we've had them in here on numerous occasions. They do the city proud. It's fantastic that you can get a bill on of this quality again, Eddie. You keep delivering time and time again. You make it look easy.
It's not. And actually, Liverpool is you know, spoiled with boxing action, really. Mm. I mean, I think this is a big, strong card. We expect around 5,000 in the arena. You can still get tickets. And I think because you have so much boxing, it's quite difficult to always keep returning.
Yeah.
But we have to because of the talent you've got. Mm. You know, when we go to, I mean, to give you an example, you know, we're going to Glasgow on May the 28th for Ricky Burns. We haven't been there for nearly 2 years. And there's a real buzz. You know, it's like people are queuing up for tickets. They can't believe boxing's coming back. You guys, you've got it lucky. You know, you had a world title fight here a couple of weeks ago with Derry. You know, you've got us. You've got Tony Bellew.
Indeed.
And, you know, we're meeting Everton today to try and secure that for June the 4th for his world title fight.
So
you are spoilt here, but you're spoilt because you've got wonderful talent, you know, in the boxing game.
Tony Bellew at Goodison Park, we spoke to him last week about that. He wasn't prepared to reveal exactly what was happening, but he certainly gave us a hint that it was on the cards. Obviously, there's still negotiations to complete, but that would be the pinnacle for him. It's just something that he talks and talks about, and he just seems to think that would be the highlight of his career.
You know, Tony is Tony's a lovely man. You know, I guess from the general public, you can think he's a little bit like Marmite, you know, because he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's very passionate. He talks up the fights. But deep down, anyone that knows Tony Bellew knows that he is a lovely, lovely man. And I really wanted to deliver this world title shot for him. You know, obviously, he lost to Cleverley a few years ago for the world title. Now he's up at cruiserweight. He's fighting Alenga Makubu, who is one of the best cruiserweights in the world, for the WBC title, which is one of the most prestigious titles in boxing. And obviously, with the Creed movie, you know, he wanted to, and we wanted to, and everybody wants to replicate that by taking a big fight to Goodison Park. It's difficult, you know, from a administrative point of view, from a logistical point of view.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to put an event on outdoors, and but everyone seems to be behind it. Bill Kenwright is certainly behind it. We've got a meeting today at 3 o'clock at Goodison Park to try and push this forward. Tony Bellew is coming to the meeting, so it's quite strange because Tony's like, I'm just going to tell him, you know, it has to be. I said, you know what, you can do all the negotiations. I'm just going to sit there and watch. But I feel like we could create an event where, you know, not just Tony Bellew against Makubu, but, you know, a big fight for Callum Smith.
Yeah.
Stephen Smith challenges for the world title 2 weeks tomorrow in New York. You know, if he was to win, he could defend there. Mm. You know, you got Rocky, if he wins on Saturday night, there's so many fights we could put on there. And, you know, you go back to the days of, you know, the Narc in the Park years and years ago. People remember that. You know, they're the kind of events that go down in history.
Outdoor
aren't they? And, you know, to do an event at Goodison for a world title fight, maybe multiple world title fights for Liverpool boxing would be special.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work. You know, sometimes it's easier just to pop in the Echo, you know, do your business and then go home. This is something that takes weeks and months and can really take it out of you. But it is a night and occasion that when you're there taking it all in, it's special.
Have a sip of that coffee before it goes cold, Eddie. But I can tell you, I mean, the city would love it to come off. And we obviously feel that you probably wouldn't have a problem selling tickets if Tony Bellew gets to fight at Goodison Park. I know he was saying that when we spoke to him last week. That would be probably a simplistic job for you. Just on tickets, though, has the fact that Liverpool kick off 5:30 on Saturday, does that impact upon your ticket sales maybe?
Probably,
at the Echo Arena?
Yeah, probably. I mean, most of the main fights, the TV fights, start around 8:10.
Mm.
So probably, you know, you can comfortably make it back in time. I mean, like I said, when we did the Rocky Fielding against Callum Smith fight, you know, we had 9,000 in the arena, which is, you know, a sellout, really. We expect around 5,000 in this time. It's still decent numbers. I mean, again, it's difficult to continuously come back to a city and say to people, we're going again. Stick your hand in your pocket. And as a promoter, you're always up against other events. You've got the Grand National next week. You know, you've got Liverpool against Tottenham. So, you know, all these things don't help. But sometimes when you plan an event, these things, particularly the football, Sky will switch a game and, you know, they'll make that one a little bit later. But, you know, we're not in boxing and we're not in the city for Saturday night. We're here for the next 5 years.
Yeah, of course.
So we have to build these talents. Callum Smith, particularly, this is, you know, an ultimate night for him. And it's a great night of boxing. And, you know, beneath those guys, you've got other youngsters coming through. Ryan Mulcahy, Jed Carroll is making his debut. Tom Farrell, who's a great, you know, young fighter from Liverpool as well. So, you know, there's always a great night at the Echo. And I think Saturday is, ironically, probably one of the strongest cards we've ever put on there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
So in terms of the running order, has that been released
now? We've got a great fight between Tom Doran from Ellesmere Port. And actually, I might have to get that right, Ellesmere Port. I might get told off about that.
It might not be
Ellesmere Port. But anyway, against Luke Keeler, which is a rematch of their prize fighter semi-final. That's on about 8:10.
Right.
And then we've got Scott Cardle against Masha Dodd.
Yeah.
That'll be about 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9 o'clock. Then we've got Rocky Fielding against Rabras, will be just before 10. And then you've got Callum Smith against Muhammad, he'll be about 10:45. So, you know, packed night. So plenty of time to get down there after the football. And if you can, I urge you to, because it's going to be a great night.
And if you can't, Sky Sports showing it live. I know me and my wife just love the boxing. Whenever Sky Sports fight night, she's there. I've got to be watching the boxing. So this one particularly looking forward to. A dream of ours is to go to Vegas and see one of the big ones over
there. You might see Callum Smith there. I mean, you know, if he wins on Saturday night, it's likely that his fight will be in America because, you know, he'll fight a big name and you're the mandatory challenger. So, you know, they dictate a lot of the shots. So it could be Badu Jack in Vegas. You know, your wife might get it and come true.
Yeah, I've been a couple of times before and never actually coincided with one of the big fights. It is the place to be. Is it very special?
Yeah, I think the problem is with America is the atmosphere is just not there for boxing. You know, the passion that us Brits have, we like to have a night out, don't we? You know, we like to go out, have a beer, support our own. And America's just not like that. You know, there's no community in America. And you'll have a fighter on from, I don't know, you know, boxing in Vegas from Los Angeles. There'll be no travelling support. You know, when Stephen Smith boxes in New York, there'll be a couple of hundred scouts going out there and you'll hear them, you know. And the same when we're in any venue here. There's passion, there's noise. The Vegas fight night's a little bit different. And when there's a big fight, it's a great occasion. You know, I was at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. But again, it was like a corporate event rather than a fans event. Yeah. And you lose a little bit of the atmosphere sometimes. But
you get that in England, don't you? Certainly. And something I wanted to touch on, and maybe that is part of it. You talked about Anthony Joshua. You say it's a 50-50 fight, but the bookies have him as fit. Is that part of the patriotic sense that Brits have when they've got a big heavyweight that they can follow?
Probably. I mean, you know, the world title fight for Anthony Joshua next weekend is definitely coming too early. Doesn't mean he won't win.
But has he demanded that? Or?
No, I mean, the fight came out. I think fighters look at Anthony Joshua in the heavyweight division, and firstly they see a pound note, and then they see someone that might not be the real deal. They hope he's not the real deal. And listen, I believe he is, but we'll find out, and we'll probably find out next Saturday. And Charles Martin sees Anthony Joshua as, one, a huge payday, and two, an inexperienced heavyweight. So he's come over here to defend his world title for the first time. He's going to get the shock of his life when he walks out of the O2 Arena, because the atmosphere at Anthony Joshua fight is like nothing else I've seen. And when this man walks out, and this is where I go back to the atmosphere in America, whenever he's boxed, you could hear a pin drop in these arenas. Now, he's going to get the shock of his life. Nice. And listen, it may make him even more dangerous. But, you know, the atmosphere and passion that we've got, and when you go back to the odds, I can't believe Anthony Joshua is as short a price as he is. I hope they're right.
Yeah.
And I hope it will be that kind of fight, but I don't believe so. You know, Joshua's 15-0 with 15 knockouts. Mm. Charles Martin's 23-0 with 21 knockouts. I see it just as a pure 50-50 fight. 2 6-foot-5, 18-stone heavyweights with 10-ounce gloves on. This is going to be, you know, one of those fights that you have to watch through your fingers because someone's getting knocked out. And you know, we hope that it's Charles Martin.
We hope indeed. I mean, I do quite a bit of work for Sky Sports as well, hence the tie for today, and I've got to go elsewhere. But you said 6'5", Anthony Joshua. When you're standing next to him, he looks absolutely enormous. Mm. I think I'm 6'1", but he towers over me, and it must be the muscular strength of the man as well that gives that projected image that makes him appear even bigger.
Well,
so,
I mean, he is a complete athlete. I mean, I've seen plenty of comments from Tyson Fury today who said he's a useless bodybuilder. And we was on a conference call last night with the media, and Anthony Joshua just responded to that. And he says he must be jealous of my six-pack because he looks like a mess in shorts or something like that, you know. But Anthony's not he's not someone that's working to get bigger.
Mm.
You know, he's just has a natural gift genetically that means that he is an unbelievable athlete. Mm. He runs the 100 metres in 11 seconds.
Wow.
You know, you watch him doing other sports. He's a natural at everything. You know, cricket, football, basketball. Mm. And he is the new generation of not just heavyweights, but fighters.
Mm.
You know, people that spend the whole day working. You know, whether it's sparring, strength and conditioning, mobility, flexibility, you know, nutrition, everything is covered. And I think that should be applauded. Yeah. You know, I think
what
he said, you know, on the call yesterday was, I don't see why I should look terrible in a pair of boxing shorts. I'm an athlete. I'm a fighter. You know, some people say he's too muscular to do the rounds, or he's too stiff because he's got, that's his makeup. Mm. That's his physique. He can't lose that. You know, unless he just went out and started eating pizzas for 3 months and not training.
Yeah.
But even then, he's just got that physique where he's going to be a huge guy. He's
a heavyweight. His opponents, and they don't look
exactly.
Safe,
yeah,
physique,
but
do they?
But he's an athlete, and he dedicates his life to the sport, and he hits very, 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 very hard. I think one of the sharpest, biggest punchers in the heavyweight division.
So is he finally going to be taken beyond a couple of rounds?
Well, listen, Dillon White, you know, took him into the seventh. I don't think this fight will go as long because I think they're both huge punchers. I think the Dillon White fight was probably the best thing that ever happened to Anthony Joshua. He went in there with a mindset of, I cannot stand this man.
Mm.
I want to destroy him. And he made mistakes. He got caught. He got hurt. He came through them. Charles Martin's never been hit on the chin.
Mm.
One, because he's a 6'5", awkward southpaw. But two, because he hasn't quite boxed at the level yet. When he gets hit by Anthony Joshua for the first time, he's going to know about it. But at the same time, all these guys can knock each other out.
Mm.
And that's what's so exciting about the heavyweight
it
division.
Is indeed,
100% Charles Martin can knock Anthony Joshua out and vice versa. So, fingers crossed.
Give us a contact number for tickets or a plug for tickets, Eddie, for Saturday.
Echo Arena website.
Yeah.
Get yourself to Echo
Still
Arena.
Available.
You'll be able to buy on the door as well, so come down after the match.
Yeah.
And, you know, expect a great night of boxing and a big night for Liverpool boxing.
Yeah.
Especially for Sean Masher and his Birkenhead army. I mean, they're just sold over 1,000 tickets he has himself, you know. And
Good lad.
A great story.
Yeah.
You know, someone that helps out in the community a lot as well.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm a big Scotty Cardle fan. He's one of ours, but you can't help but really enjoy the story and be around.
Must be difficult for you on the night, Eddie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, sometimes, you know, feel Rocky against Callum. I've got both guys.
Yeah.
But really, my job is to provide these people with opportunities to earn and to progress. And, you know, I do talk a little bit, probably too much, about how important the money is for these fighters. But, you know, you see the events, you know, with Nick Blackwell last week. This is a tough sport, you know. And these fighters deserve every single penny for entertaining fight fans, and it's my job to get it for them. And, you know, when you've got Callum against Rocky, it's hard because, you know, I'm very fond of both guys, and I'm sort of sitting there, and I like to wear my heart on my sleeve. I like to be standing up with it beating out my shirt, and it will be at the O2 next Saturday, and it will be tomorrow night. But for that night, I was just sort of sitting there, and every time one of them got hit, I was wincing and saying, no, no. And then it was all over, and it was a weird night. It was a weird
entirely
night.
Understandable. Yeah. So tickets still available and reasonably priced as well, too, for this event. So get onto the Echo website. Eddie, it's been a pleasure having you in. You work so hard to put these fights on Merseyside, so we're very grateful. We're proud of you, as we are of the Smith brothers, I think, for putting these big events on for us. So fantastic to have you in. We'll be tuned in tomorrow if we're not at the Echo Arena in person. So great stuff. Hope it all goes well on the night. Eddie Hearn, top boxing promoter.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning.